Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this September 30th. I'm Sebastian Vega. Is LA turning into the Wild Wild West? LA's police chief says it looked like Dodge City this weekend, but that's not always the case. Reporter Morgan Evans tells us why.
The homicide rate in Los Angeles has gone up 11% since 2014. This weekend alone, 19 people were shot and 5 were killed. Police say most of the violence is gang-related. But LAPD Detective Megan Aguilar says the homicide rate is still lower than it was in the 1990s.
We're a very different law enforcement agency. Our resources are very different. Our approach is very different than that time.
Aguilar says today's crime rate will not revert back to the high crime rate of the 1990s.
We are constantly reevaluating what we're doing, where we're sending police officers, where we're not sending police officers, where crime is happening. It's something we do daily.
She says the LAPD closely tracks where it's needed. The LAPD is still trying to figure out why the homicide rate has spiked. Morgan Evans, Annenberg Radio News.
California consumers are ready to pen their wallets as employment picks up. The LA County Economic Development Corporation forecast released a report today saying that personal income should rise by 4.9% next year, while unemployment is expected to dip below 6%. Millennials are fueling this rebound in the economy by buying big-ticket items such as homes, cars, and furniture. Street vendors are rallying outside the Los Angeles City Hall right now. Joe Silvato talked to one of the lawyers leading them.
The National Lawyers Guild is holding a rally today for the decriminalization of street vending. They want to halt illegal confiscations of vendors' property until the city discusses an ordinance making street vending legal. National Lawyers Guild member Cynthia Barker says a decision will be made by the end of the year. But right now, Barker says police are not following protocol when seizing street vendors' property.
Law enforcement has to itemize it on a property receipt and store it and give the vendor an opportunity to retrieve it.
Ralliers include street vendors whose property has been illegally confiscated by police. Children of vendors will also speak on the effect the confiscations have had on their families. For now, families hope to have their property protected, but ultimately have the goal of vending on LA streets legally without any problems. Joe Silvato, Annenberg Radio News.
The Santa Monica City Council has decided not to implement the city's $15 minimum wage until at least December. The council would like to consult with the community before it revisits the issue of the wage hike. The city is considering additional measures that will benefit workers, including a 12-day paid sick leave per year and mandatory service charges in restaurants. Short-term rental company Airbnb says it is not harming the LA housing market. A study in March by the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy accused the company of depleting the market of 11,000 affordable homes. But Airbnb released its own report today. It said the majority of its rentals are only listed for 90 days per year or fewer. It also pointed out how the vacancy rate in Los Angeles has not changed over the past 8 years. LA has just started getting its first geothermal power supply. Waleed Alatrash has more.
More than 22,000 households in the city are now powered with geothermal energy. It's part of the LADWP's effort to increase its supply of renewable energy to 33% of its total energy portfolio by 2020. Ian Crawford of the Geothermal Resources Council says that the energy comes from volcanic areas, like the Pacific Rim.
Here in the U.S., geothermal energy is mainly found in California, in northern Nevada, and a little bit in Oregon, Idaho, and Utah.
Crawford says new technology that combines hot rock and water could help geothermal energies expand to other parts of the world. He says the new technology is more reliable.
It operates at a very high capacity. That means that it's always available. It's not affected by the weather at all, even down in the south of California.
Crawford says, unlike solar and wind power, geothermal is available 24 hours a day, making it more appealing. Waleed Alatrash, Annenberg Radio News.
Governor Jerry Brown is expected to sign a bill this week that would set rules for medical marijuana dispensaries. Pot dispensaries will have to obtain both state and city permits to remain in business. Unfortunately for LA pot smokers, the city of Los Angeles does not currently offer that permit. Permits can be obtained in other California cities like San Francisco and West Hollywood. If signed, the new rules would not go into effect until 2018. That's it for this hour. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sebastian Vega.